Saucier on Dumetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room. Gregory Keene turns another page of The Dossier on Dumetrius.
Dumetrius still held one card in his hand. Haley Berkner. He couldn't win with it. He couldn't even use it to lead with. He could only postpone the end for a few more hours and perhaps take me down to destruction with him. They'd forced Haley to communicate with me twice. Only I wasn't supposed to know that. Just the same, I'd gone to the warehouse in Shirley Road alone, as Dumetrius planned I should. I'd gone alone, but I wasn't going to be surprised. Hades' two messages had told me as plainly as though they'd come from Dumetrius himself. There in the warehouse, I'd find him waiting, with Yachty Blum, waiting to pay their score with me. Hades had said she was in the loft. That meant they'd expect me to make my way up to it. Well, I decided to do the other thing, start from the roof and work my way down. But there were two things I didn't know. Tom Cutts, right behind me as always, was on the warehouse roof too. And Colonel Fentress, with 20 men, wasn't far away either. The pack was closing in. I felt as I'd felt once or twice before, as every man has felt at close quarters with the enemy. You can't pause or turn back. You can only go on, and devil take the hindmost. So, by the skylight on the roof of that warehouse, I took the safety off the Luger, held my breath, and felt for the bolts to open it. It was pitch dark. I knew that somewhere beneath me, three people were waiting.
I don't hear nothing, Dimitri.
Be quiet, I tell you, there's someone on the roof.
There's no one getting into loft from up there.
Quickly, get up behind those packing cases. Oh, no, you fool, the one stacked high. Feel for the skylight, Dummkopf. We should have made sure of the roof before this.
Yeah, his window and roof up here.
Can you see anything at all?
His dirt and soot thick. It's why we are not seeing it before.
Shh, get down quickly.
All right, Dimitrios. Is someone there?
All right. Packing cases. Trapdoor. He opens the skylight and shuts the door. Yes. Yes, Yachty, get behind the trapdoor and lie down. You'll be out of sight there.
Where are you waiting?
In the other half of the loft with Haiti. We proceed as before. Whoever comes through the skylight will find only the empty loft. We'll use Haiti as we planned.
You're keeping him covered from the way?
Of course, of course. Get down behind that trapdoor.
It's dark. I'm not wanting to fall through.
In position.
Yeah.
Good. Wait there. Don't make a sound. I'll look after Haiti and the light switch. Haiti?
Yes?
Come here quietly. That's right.
Gregory, take your hand away.
Just keep you quiet for a few minutes, Haiti. We're having company. Our guest Major Keene will be with us any moment.
Up there on the roof in the dark, I was still trying to open the skylight. It was bolted on the inside, but I knew how to get one of the panes out. I was working on it, not making a sound, I thought, when...
Hold it. Don't move a muzzle. It is you, isn't it, Major Keene?
Cuts. How the devil did
you... Good job I took it for granted you wouldn't be silly enough to go straight out to that loft.
But how did you know I'd be here at all? And get that thing out of my back.
I left the recorder switched on at the embankment. We heard what Haiti had to say the second time.
Yeah. Where's Colonel Fentress?
I'd say he was getting the building surrounded this minute.
Listen, Cuts. They're in there, right below us. I heard a few words. Dumetrius and Yachty Blum.
And Haiti Berkner?
Yes, of course, she's there too.
Do you think I'm going to let you go into that loft with them waiting for you?
You fool, they expect me to come rushing up the stairs from inside.
Unless they know you're out here on the roof.
But I haven't made a sound. Look, Cut, chance is a good chance. With you here, there's every chance.
Nothing doing, Major.
But they'll make a fight of it if we wait for Fentress. Haley will be slaughtered in there.
How are you going to stop it?
Demetrius wants me, personally. If you were to go down again and come up the stairs, we could take the three of them ourselves. Listen to me. If this is the last thing I ever ask you, Tom, listen to me now. I'll go through this skylight. They won't do me in right away. Demetrius will want to make the most of it.
Giving me time to get up into the loft and surprise him.
Yes. There's an open window off the fire escape on the second floor. You can get in there and be in the loft in 3 minutes.
I shouldn't even be listening to you, Major.
And we can take them ourselves and at least save Haiti. And you want Yachty Bloom, don't you, Cuts?
Hmm. Are you sure about that window?
I nearly went through it myself. I've been here 35 minutes, had time to look around.
What if you can't keep Demetrius talking?
I'll stake my life he'll want his moment.
That's just what you are staking.
Every second's precious. The minute they realize Fentress and the squad are on the scene, it's all over. This is our chance, Cuts. Now, quickly, do we take it?
My orders from the colonel are to keep you out of
it. Then take our chance. Do we take our last chance or lose it forever? Time's running out, man. Do we wait or do we get them ourselves?
We get them ourselves. I'm not turning it back on you now, Major Keene. We'll go after him. Just you and me. There. Where's this open window? Good luck.
He's coming to the loft now, Haiti.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't struggle.
Shh. I'm getting no chance to warn him.
Listen to me.
Listen. He's coming down to the loft through the skylight.
Listen.
You must be sure you're alone or you wouldn't be making so much noise. Ah, the bolts are giving him trouble.
You can't break this old machine.
Be quiet. That's better. Listen, Haiti. You know the pile of packing cases against the far wall?
Mm-hmm.
Yachty's waiting behind them with one of those paratroop knives of his. It won't be long now. Listen again. He seems to be getting the skylight open. Yes, I can see the faintest glow of light. He has it open. Here he comes through the skylight, hanging by his arms now, ready to drop. Then all we have to do is switch on the light and release you, Haiti.
Now, Haiti, now!
Keen! Look out for Yachty in front of you, the cases!
Take him, Yachty!
Got him, Yachty?
Yeah, he's held fast.
Well done, Haiti, well done. Neat, don't you think, Major Keene?
Very.
We can always rely on Haiti. I don't know what we'd do without her.
But he told me. Keene, he told me.
I told her to warn you so Yachty could take you from behind without any shooting. Don't let her impose the final irony on you, Keene. She knew perfectly well Yachty was behind the trapdoor.
That's obvious.
Yachty, don't break his neck yet. Oh. Just hold on a little while we disarm him. Hold steady now. That's right. Good. Pistol, anything else? No. All right, Yachty, release him.
So. I walked straight into it, eh?
But you could hardly be blamed. I'd be inclined to walk into a trap baited by Haiti myself.
Don't listen to him, Keen. He dragged me into
it. Has fooling me become such a habit that you have to keep it up now, Haiti? I heard him tell you to scream a warning.
But you must believe me. I didn't have time to think.
Oh, come, Haiti. Don't torment the fella. You can't possibly expect him to believe you. Yachty.
I'm staying here, yeah.
Not for a short while. Close that skylight, then go down to the next landing and stand guard. If there were any others on the roof, they'd have followed Keene, but we want to be certain there's no one coming up.
Yeah.
Well, Keene. So you've come to the end of your road at last.
Hmm? So it would seem.
We have an account to settle. You know that, of course.
Of course.
Keene, stand with your back to the wall and don't move. Thank you. You know, we went to considerable pains to get you here alone. You don't mind if I linger on this moment?
Not at all.
It's a pity we had to be on opposite sides of the fence, Keene. You have a resolution about you I could have made use of.
Oh, you find it amusing.
Well, you would hardly describe the idea of us working together as serious, would you?
Perhaps not. But you must allow me my whimsy. In a very short time, I shall repay you for the loss of £1,000,000. My only regret is that I can take your life no more than once.
You take my life? Why not Yachty? Or even Hady would be more apt.
Since the night at Bookman's Sanatorium, my dear fellow, you have been my personal concern.
It's a futile gesture. This building is being surrounded at this very moment. I give you about half an hour to live yourself.
If that were the case, why did you come and learn?
You know, I'm hanged if I can answer that.
There are so many things you have no answer for, Keane.
Then I shall find one of them now. You want to linger over this moment, you said. You set a neat snare, you baited it well, and it worked. For how long do you want to linger?
You could ask me nothing simpler, no longer at all. Turn round.
I would prefer to see it coming.
You will turn around and wait, Keane. You have cost me my organization, you've cost me my lieutenants, you've cost me 4 years of work, and you've cost me the loot that I needed to carry on my work. Now you're about to pay.
But not yet, Demetrius.
Turn your face to the wall.
Not yet.
Why not yet?
Because you must still know if I have learned who you are. I had to keep him talking. Yachty was down on the landing, the one thing I hadn't counted on. Yachty was down on that landing and Cutts was on his way up. So I had to string the minutes out. I had to keep Demetrius talking.
Yachty Blum and Sergeant Cutts meet for the last time in the next chapter of this story of suspense. Dossier on Demetrius.